They are known as Letters from a Farmer. Perhaps you have not heard of them, but if you lived in colonial America in the 1760s, you most likely would know them because of their widespread readership. Today, I'll take you to meet the man behind them. He did own a farm, but there's much more to the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Perhaps you've not heard of John Dickinson. However, his life before, during, and after the American Revolution influenced the new nation in many ways.
His father, Samuel Dickinson, purchased this land, and he moved his family from his second marriage here, and that included John. He was about 8 years old at the time.
Gloria Henry shares the story from what we today know as the John Dickinson Plantation, just outside of Dover, Delaware. At the time, the plantation was about 1,000 acres in size, with the work being done by enslaved labor. At the age of 18, John headed across the Atlantic.
He does go to England. He studies law, and then he comes back. He doesn't settle here. He decides to go to Philadelphia. He opens up his law career, and he steps into history by stepping into politics.
But in the 1760s, England passed laws such as the Stamp and Townshend Acts that were not only unpopular, but John argued were illegal.
John, who has been trained in England, knows law. And he's like, the parliament is not supposed to create revenue from the colonies.
To make his case, John began to write letters that were printed in colonial papers. They are known as Letters from a Farmer, since that is the pseudonym he used when writing.
There are a series of letters that he writes about what is proper and what is not with regards to raising revenue here in the colonies. And he writes it in such a way that people can understand it.
Gloria says while John's letters were persuasive and widely read, it's important to remember that his views were in the context of a plantation slaveholder. Letters from a Farmer made John Dickinson well known across the colonies. In fact, his career in politics and as a founding father was just beginning. More next time as we travel the countryside near Dover, Delaware. I'm Andrew McCray.